Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Great job. Hey, do you want to go up the roof and throw snowballs with us?
No, I'm waiting for Christine. We're going to go to lunch. Besides, isn't that a little childish?
Childish? Nothing childish about throwing snowballs at people.
Well, when we called that kid Tubby right before we nailed him, maybe that was childish.
Jeez, that roof's got to be 30 feet up there. You could hurt someone.
Well, we were just trying to have some fun.
Yeah, especially with Tubby. There was a short kid with a big yellow coat and a goofy green hat kept trying to walk up the hill, and it was real icy, and every time he got about halfway up, wham, we belted him with snowballs.
And then he'd slide all the way back down the hill.
And the last time he got almost to the top, wham, three direct hits.
He slides all the way down the hill in this big pile of mud. He slushed.
I gotta admit, that sounds like fun.
Your back's still bothering you?
Oh, yeah. It's been kicking in every couple months here, man. Jeez.
Does it hurt a lot now?
Yeah.
Great, because I have the perfect cure guaranteed to make you feel better in seconds, right here in this thermos.
What is it?
Mushroom tea.
What?
Haven't you been reading the papers lately? Everyone's drinking tea made from the kombucha mushroom. You grow it in your refrigerator. It relieves pain and increases energy, improves your memory, cures allergies, and clears up the mange.
You tried this on your dog?
No! Here, read this. See that article there? It's all about it.
The kombucha mushroom.
Well, actually, the kombucha mushrooms are pretty expensive. I had to use a cheaper kind.
What kind?
I don't know. They were growing on a stump in my backyard.
You just can't take mushrooms out of your backyard. What if they're poisonous?
Well, it's going to hurt me. You'd have noticed, but now, I'm telling you, I am going to make a fortune with this stuff. Here, look at this. Just, come on. Delicious.
Oh, man, get that stuff out of here.
Come on, Hayden, it'll make you feel a lot better. There are ancient tribes that have been drinking mushroom tea for 2,000 years.
Yeah, to get the taste of dog out of their mouth.
Yeah. Watch. Ah! I never felt better in my life. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Coach Fox.
Yeah.
Right. I'm Jim Collins. I wonder if I could ask you a question about your tries for the football team.
Sure.
Can I try out for the football team?
Come on, what do you want?
I want to try out for the Screaming Eagles.
As what?
I want to play college football. No, wait a minute. Wait, Coach, now, just hear me out. And when I'm done, maybe you'll understand why.
Okay. Wait, tell me something. Are you like, 45 years old?
46.
Well, I just wanted to clear that up.
Well, now, ever since I was a kid, I dreamed about being a football player. And I was a damn good high school linebacker, too. I got offers from Penn State, Alabama, Ohio State. Senior year of high school, my dad died, and my family needed me to stay there and take over his construction business.
Well, this is insane. A 46-year-old guy wanting to play football?
Hey, a guy my age made a team in Pennsylvania this year. And what about George Foreman? Had a pretty good year for a guy 45 years old.
George Foreman is a great athlete, and, you know, he's in really good physical... Well, you know, he takes really good care of... Want to try out for football, huh?
Yeah. Now, I've tried a lot of different things in my life, and I have succeeded at all of them. But I never got that feeling I thought I'd get. You know, that feeling I used to get when I played football. And I'm not asking for any special treatment here. If I don't make it, I don't make it. But it's been a dream of mine for a long time. At least give me the opportunity to try.
Well, I guess I can't stop you. Walk on tryouts at 8 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
Now, wait a minute. You got to fill out these forms.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Here's the medical release.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you don't need to bother with your parents' signature.
Mrs. Thorkelson just got finished typing up the walk-on list.
Looks like a big turnout this year.
Oh, let me see.
Yeah. Can I help you?
Have you been feeling all right lately?
About the same as usual, I guess. Why?
Well, you look a little pale.
Oh, I always look a little pale. That's my normal tone. The Burleys have always been a porcelain-skinned people.
I was just trying to be nice. You look like crap, Howard.
I do?
Yeah, well, it's not surprising. You're the classic hardworking executive on the go. I bet you don't even have time to take good care of yourself.
Boy, you are right on there.
You ever suffer from headaches, nausea, backache, muscle ache, coughing, low blood pressure, nose bleeding?
I suffer from all those things.
You are in luck, Howard. I have the end-all, the beat-all cure right here. Mushroom tea. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, Luther.
No, you'll make you feel like $1 million. Trust me, Howard. Come on. Just trust me on this. Mm-hmm. Hey, what do you think?
Something is terribly wrong.
You notice how rosy his cheeks got?
Jeez, I never knew Howard could run that fast.
He couldn't before this.
Oh, no, not that again.
Hey, years to come, people are going to thank me for this. Be like that guy with the milk, the guy who invented pasteurization, Louis Prima.
Got the walk-on list.
Yeah. Oh, there's a typo. It says the Jim Collins guy was born in 1949.
That's not a typo.
Hey, you gotta be kidding. We got a kid who's... Carry the fire. Bring down. 112?
46! He's 46!
Wow. I met all the walk-ons yesterday afternoon. I don't remember meeting an old man.
Hey.
Or no, I don't remember meeting an older man.
Yeah, well, he stopped by here yesterday, so I thought I'd give him a shot. What do we got to lose?
The walk-ons are all in the team room, Coach.
Great.
Boys, before Coach Fox talks to you, I'd just like to welcome you and tell you to be confident. Don't worry about the fact you weren't invited here. Nobody even recruited you. I want you to be confident. Don't worry that you don't have any talent, that people always made fun of you. I just want you to be confident. Don't worry that you always had to eat alone. And then every time you had lunch, some bully came up and shook you down for your lunch money. And then tied your shoelaces together. And then took your books and threw them in the garbage and called you a sissy. And then made fun of you. Excuse me, I need a minute.
Thank you, Luther, for those inspiring words. As someone who played football for the school, I just want to wish you guys luck. Because it was a great experience for me. When I came here, I was just as nervous as you guys are right now. But I went out there, and I gave it my all, and I earned a starting position. And then I played for 4 years. And then I got a job on the football staff. And then I graduated. And then I became an assistant coach. And then I got up and made this speech.
And then you sat down next to that guy. And neither one of you said anything else for the rest of the day. Okay, everyone knows how hard it is to make it as a walk-on, especially at a nationally ranked college football team. And that's why I want to congratulate all you guys for showing up here. And I know you're going to give it your best, and I applaud you for that. But you got to know that sometimes just going for it is enough. Not all of you are going to make it. But I know you're going to go out there and you're going to sure as hell try, so... Why don't you go out there on that field and you show me what you got, okay?
Let's go, guys.
How you feeling?
A little nervous.
Good luck. Just give it your best shot.
Thanks, Coach.
Gangway! Gangway!
pretty good bunch this year.
We might get a couple of players out of it.
What do you think of Freeman, kid?
Freeman? Yeah. Impressive size, surprising strength, very competitive.
Yeah. How about that little guy, Pettigrew?
Pettigrew. Quick speed, great instincts, explosive.
Yeah. What about Jim Collins?
Huh? Nice guy, dresses well, great mustache.
He's not going to make it, is he?
Of course he isn't going to make it. He's old, Dauber. Believe me, I know about being old. I've been old for years now. There's some things you can't do anymore, like playing football and staying up past murder, she wrote.
Well, he's an awfully nice guy. Coach lets him down easy.
I gotta tell you, you've got a lot of talent, Jim.
All right.
Man, he's amazing.
What?
Yeah, I think he may be a screaming eagle after all.
We gotta say something.
No, it's been a week. Collins is not getting any better. I mean, he's a great guy. You know, he understands when you tell him something, but...
He stinks!
I don't know, I was just thinking. That guy's gonna get killed out there.
Man. Gee. Hey, that was a pretty good scrimmage, huh? I think we got some real talent up there. Who do you guys like?
I like Freeman and Pettigrew.
Yeah.
Williams.
Uh-huh.
May, Calhoun.
Yeah, and I think Jim's got some promise.
What did he promise you?
You guys don't think so?
He went to make that tackle, and he missed it by 2 feet.
Okay, I admit, he's not quite there yet, but... Geez, we guys are being so hard on him. I mean, he's improving every day.
His blood's clotting faster.
Coach, I think he's too old.
Too old? He's not too old, Dauber. Why is everybody obsessed about age? This isn't about age. If Jim has a problem, said he's not working hard enough, okay, then he has an attitude problem.
Even when a man can't catch his breath after he puts on his uniform, that's not attitude, that's elderly.
He's 3 years younger than I am. And look who's talking. I've seen you with your shirt off. You look like you're lined with water balloons.
Well, I'm not trying to play football.
Look. I think Jim has some talent. It's up to us coaches to pull it out of him.
You could pull talent out of him with the jaws of life.
Where is he?
He's in the whirlpool, soaking what's left of his leg. My body's not that bad, is it?
Hey, Jim. How you doing? How's that knee?
It's been better.
Well, there's good pain, then there's bad pain.
Well, they're both here.
Well, you know, just a little sore. A couple more days of training.
Coach, my kid myself.
What do you mean?
Can I possibly play football anymore? I mean, I know that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is screaming.
See, that's why this is happening. You're beginning to doubt yourself. It's all in your mind. You just got to push yourself a little harder every day. And that way you'll start to feel invincible. And if you feel invincible, you are invincible. You got to just create a little workout for yourself. You don't have to start with these big barbells. Just take one of these little small attention.
You okay, Coach?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, man. See, you got to focus on what your problem is. Like if you're having a problem with your knee, then you gotta work on the leg presses, Jim. You know.
Look, my knee is just a little sore. If anything, I'm worried about my shoulder.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Now you got a problem you can focus on, see? If it's your shoulder, the thing that's good for a sore shoulder are your push-ups. Push-ups. Repetitions, just start off easy. Repetitions of 15. Okay? One. Okay, a repetition of one. It's good.
Hey, Coach?
Yeah?
Should I call someone?
Oh, no. I'm fine. You know, it's one of those things you just got to rest between repetitions.
Oh.
It's called a cool down, Jimbo. Okay. See? Okay. See, it's all in the mind.
Yeah.
It's in the mind.
I'm a little worried about your back, Coach.
Okay, I admit I'm a little out of shape. The difference between you and me is I'm going to work through this pain, Jim. I'm going to be up on that field tomorrow, are you?
Coach,
Come on. You're the one who told me you've been dreaming about this for 25 years or whatever. And you're telling me that you're gonna be willing to throw that away, that after a couple of days of practices, you're gonna give up your dream? Ah! God!
Stop! All right, Coach, what time tomorrow?
Oh, the walk-ons. Got a full scrimmage tomorrow morning. And the game's at 9. I'll meet you up there at 8 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, Jim, can you help me to the door?
Oh, yeah. All right, wait up.
Collins made that interception is great.
I knew he could do it. Hey, never count us old guys out.
Well, I hope you guys learned a little something from this. See, it's not about age. If anything, Jim proved that you can do anything you want to do. I think he's going to make one hell of a football player.
Guys, just put me down on the bench here, all right? Gently, easy. Now, thank you.
The sounds of a job well done.
I don't know if I've ever been in this much pain.
I know, isn't it great? That's not just any pain. That's football pain. That's the best pain in the whole world.
Look, Coach, I know I made that interception and all, but I really wasn't having a very good game for that.
Yeah, football's a long game.
Oh, yeah.
And in the end, you were a hero. You're an inspiration to people of any age, you know? I mean, after all this time, you are finally a football player. In 2 weeks, the recruits are going to be here for spring practice. I want you there. You made it, Jim.
Ah!
Toad, have you heard from Howard?
Yeah, the hospital said he could go home today. He's being rehydrated. Oh, I tell you, Christine, I really feel great. All that hard work with Jim Collins finally paid off.
You know, I've never seen you this excited about a walk-on before.
Well, I've never been this excited before. I mean, the man's 46 years old. He's almost my age, and he won the game today. Plus, I knew he could do it. He is in amazing shape.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Jim Collins. I wondered if I could talk to Coach Fox.
Oh, hey, Jim. Come on in.
Hi.
It's my wife, Christine.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, ma'am.
Can we get you anything? Coffee, tea, soda, juice?
No, thanks. I'm sorry to bother you at home like this, Coach, but we need to talk.
Oh, well, I'll just leave you guys alone.
Nice to meet you.
So, what's on your mind, Jim?
Well, Hayden has no easy way for me to say this. I'm quitting.
No, you can't quit. You just made the team.
Hayden, I just can't do this anymore, and I have my reasons.
Oh, I don't believe this. I mean, oh, okay. I see what you're saying. You're quitting now because you proved to yourself everything there is to prove. You did it, you feel good about yourself, and now you're moving on.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. I see why you're quitting. You found out you have other responsibilities. You know you can do this now, but you realize that there's other priorities.
No.
No?
No.
Then why are you quitting?
Because I'm too old.
No! We are not old!
Well, I'm too old to take this kind of physical punishment anymore, I can tell you that. Every part of my body hurts. You know, it took me 15 minutes just to tie my shoes this morning. And they're Velcro.
You can't quit, Jim. You don't know how important this is to you. Come on, this is your dream.
Well, it's amazing how quickly pain can wake you up. Hayden, I'm sorry. I know how much you wanted this for me, and I appreciate all the encouragement and everything, but I'm just going to have to limp away from this while I still can.
Yeah. Jim, good luck.
Yeah, same to you, Coach.
Thanks again.
Jim quit the team. Says he's too old. Well, he's almost the same age as me. Maybe he's right.
You're not that old.
Oh, cut the crap, Christine. I am old.
You're not old. You're middle-aged.
Oh, middle-aged. Middle-aged is just a term that old people came up with so they wouldn't have to call themselves old.
You're not too old for the important things.
Like what?
Come here.
Oh,